Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
In the denim of Svirus Aymer, it's brought down Megan Shleilusa Isha Ben Pesach Lasheris Adlag Boim. Brought down the halacha that Megan Shleilusa Isha Ben Pesach Lasheris Adlag Boim, and the reason it's brought down, the Pnesha Ba'isei Zaman Mesu Talmidei Rebakina. And therefore, Ben Megan Shleilus Taper. And we say, like Marshall now, when Lag Boimer, he says, Lag Boimer, the Lisa stop, slow down. So it's a time of Simcha. So on Lag Boimer, we take haircuts, do shave. When Lag Boimer comes out on Sunday, we can shave, take haircuts on Friday, we call the Shabbos. The thing that we have to think about is that why aren't we shaving? We say because Halacha says should we shave. But what does Halacha say, why shouldn't we shave? Because the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died during that time. So what? What does that do with me? We're following the Minhagim of Klal Yisrael. People die every day. But I can shave. We say that Talmidim Rebbe Akiva died. So what are we being taught? What Hanhoga? We have a Minhag Yisrael. What is the depth behind it? What's it telling us? It's telling us the Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva brought Torah to the world. And these Tanoim who are bringing Torah to the world died. And therefore, we should be in mourning. Are we? Are we in mourning, or are we just not shaving? What are we doing? And Halacha says the reason. Do we ever think about the reason? You say, yeah, the Talmidim of Akiva died. Okay, you should go ahead. But what lesson is that giving me? It has to give me a lesson. It has to give me a lesson of the chashivas of the Torah, that it could have been more Torah in the world. That I could have been bigger if they would have been alive. The world could have been bigger. And we weren't. And that's a siba for the Avelis. When other people die in the world, it doesn't mean I would be bigger. So therefore, I'm not in mourning for all the people that die. But when the Gedolim pass away, and 24,000 of them, so the Chazal are guiding us to think. And if we don't think, then the whole minhag of not shaving, the whole minhag of Avelis is lost. It's lost. You just do between Pesach and Lag Boimer, you don't shave, or whichever minhag you have. But if you don't think what we're doing, it's lost. So we have to think. And the Tam is given in the Halacha. The Rambam in Perek Zayin from Hilchos Lulav, Halacha Chof Dalet, says, Kacho yo minhag b'Yerushalayim. Right? And Sukkot, there was a minhag. Yetzei Adam Yibesei Shachris, he leaves his house in the morning, V'lulavai B'yadai, and he held the lulav in Esrei. V'nichnas L'beis HaKnesses, and he goes to Shul. V'hu B'yadai, and the lulav in Esrei was in his hand. Mispalel, he was davening, V'hu B'yadai, and he's holding the lulav in Esrei. V'yaytzei levakir chaylem, and when he goes to Bikur chaylem, ulenachem avelim behu biyada, he's holding the lulav in Esrei. That was the minig Yerushalayim. Ulsheikonis lemedrash, when he goes to learn, Right? So Meshachoi Lebeisei Biad Benoi or Biad Avdoi, it's very difficult to learn holding the lulav and esek. That's when you send it home. Okay, so, fine. So it tells us, this was the Minig Yerushalayim. It seems it's important for me to know, it's about the halacha. The Minig Yerushalayim. We who've been learning Saita, it says that on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol would finish doing the Avodah, he would make, he would say eight brachas, and he would be mispalo, and he would say, Mikan ve'elach, after the Kohen Gadol finished his Avodah, finished the brachas, kolechad v'yachad maybe sefer Torah mi'beis beisai, mi'tach beisai, everybody brings a sefer Torah from their house, the Kohen boy. And he learns in it. V'chol tach loma, why did they do that? Today l'hareis chazus al rab. In order to show the beautiful Sefer Torah, which means at that time, everybody had their own Sefer Torah, and the ksav was beautiful, and the ink was beautiful. And it says, they after the avoid of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, and the tefillah for mechila, etc., they would take out the Sefer Torah, and they would all the Karabai, and they would learn it to show the chashivas of the Torah. And then I pointed out to the Bochur that Rapham used to say that the minig of Gedolim was that when a Sefer falls on the floor, they would kiss it and learn something in it, open it up, because if it's just well, what she was, they have just to kiss it and put it in the shelf. The minig v'dela was to kiss it, right? And open it up and learn it. That gives the chshivas. And over here too, it says that they brought the Sifrei Torah. They brought the Sifrei Torah, and the Karibai, and they learned in it, the Karibai. Because just to show off, you have a beautiful Sefer Torah, that's not so much the chshivas of the Sefer Torah. It shows off you're a wealthy guy, or you paid a lot of money, and you have, like I told you, you have a Gmalik Esrig which you paid $1,000 for, Yishkayach. But the thing is, where do you see the Hashivas of the Sefer Torah? By having a beautiful Sefer Torah and learning in it. So the Talmud of the Noida Behuda asked the question. He says, this halacha, that after the Kohen Gadol finished the Avodah, and he was Mevorach Klal Yisrael, they all took out the Sifrei Torah, and they showed it off, and they all learned it. Right? He says, it's not brought down in Halacha. You look at the Rambam, look at the Shulchan Aruch, this minig is not brought down. So the Navi Yehuda answered, so the Talmud asked the Navi Yehuda, why isn't it brought down? So he says, Navi Yehuda answered, he says, Minhagim are not brought down. That's the Navi Yehuda answer. So Thomas says, what do you mean? You see the Rambam brings down that the minig of Anshei Yerushalayim was that they hold the lulav v'yodam when they left the house. Whatever they did, they mevaka chayla holding the lulav and the esrig, that was the minig. Right? So you see the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch do bring down minhagim. So what's the minig between that minig and this minig? So they respond. The chilek is that in the minig of a lulav and esrig, every second that you're holding the lulav and esrig, you're being mekayim a mitzvah. There's a Hebrew mitzvah involved here. Because I'm holding ulkachtam lachem, it doesn't mean that after the first time, I'm learning Torah. Every second I learn Torah, I'm being mekayim a mitzvah. Over here too, there was a minig. It's difficult to hold lulav and esrig all day. So the Anshei Yerushalayim did the difficulty. Each second that they're holding the lulav and esrig, they kept the lulav and esrig with them while they davened, while they walked, because they're being mekayim a hidden mitzvah here. I'm holding it. It says, but to go and take out the Sefer Torah to show how beautiful it is and learn it, there's no basis for it. Like it was a nice minute, but if it's just a minute, b'alma is not brought down the halacha. Okay. Nice book. What's the meaning of making bonfires? Is there a marker in halacha? Any marker? Not brought down in a key who's there endless. Not in the Rambam, not in Shulchan Aruch. Is there a mocker for bonfires? What the source of bonfires are? I don't know. They say the fire came and the light, etc., etc., etc. But when somebody makes a bonfire, what do they think? What are they thinking about? They think about I'm roasting Franklin. What are they thinking about? There's no mikur. And yet, I mean, it came to America from Eretz Yisrael, from Iran. It's spreading. But what's the mikur for? The person stays up late, right? And he wakes up late, and he wastes generally. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm saving wood for a few days before. I'm piling it up. So what? When you have a minigun not to shave, there's a seba for it. Right? We have lost Torah in the world. I have lost, because if these Gedolim would be around, if they wouldn't have died then, there would have been more Torah in the world. There's a cause for it. It's a bonfire. No. The way we approach it, if we don't know the Kabbalistic inyanim in it, it's a toy. What are we doing? What are we doing? We have to think. What's the topic of it? Truthfully, I don't know the topic of it, but when they say there's a big Kabbalistic Indian, we're not on the Madrega of Kabbalah yet. Hopefully we're still with Chumash and Rashi. Right, but to make a great thing out of it, there's no basis. It's childish. It's like little kids walking around on Purim with a sword, and I don't know, they're either Mordechai or they're Esther, whatever they are. But we don't know what we're doing. We know what we're doing. We shouldn't do it. Right. So the seniors have a minute from, I don't know, from time before I came. So we leave it like that. So I don't know. But the rest of them are clean. No bonfires. There's no basis for it. No basis for it. For the seniors, they also don't know the basis. Well, what can I do? The meaning of a saint of Yadena. But even in sphere, we have to know, why am I not shaving? And in halacha, it's brought down the reason. I should know why I'm not shaving. You should know that the Talmidim and Rabbi Akiva passed away. They were dying then. So you have to ask ourselves, so what? So I have to be upset about it. I have to be in mourning about it. Because I'm lacking Torah. If I'm lacking Torah, so why am I leaving Seder for a coffee break? If Torah is so chashuv to me, if Torah is kosher to me, and that's the reason why I'm not shaving, and that's the reason why I'm not listening to music, why am I popping around? Am I makshiv Torah? If I'm makshiv Torah, and that's why I'm not shaving, so why am I being? Why am I popping around? Well, why do I walk out doing say this? We're just—I can't say we're dishonest with ourselves. We're just not thinking. We're just not thinking about what we do. But the Indian is that when you have a halacha and you have a minig, you have to think, what's the source of this minig? And the Chazal want to teach us something. They want to teach us important things in life. In this week's Sedra, there is an important halacha. It just says a kohen who has a mum can't do the avodah. Right? Now, the mum of the kohen that you can't do the avodah is not the same as the mum of an animal that you can't be marketed an animal which has a mum. Animal which the mum of a kohen, they're much more psulim. The mashal, the kohen is a hunchback. Right? There's no mum. His body's healthy. A kohen who's a hunchback can't do the avodah. He's a kohen, he can get trulas. He's a pashta kohen. Right? Pashta kohen. He can't do the avodah. If the hair of his eyebrows is long, looks funny, can't do the Avodah. And Rav Hirsch, in the Pirush HaChumash, tries to explain why not. Just to embellish it a bit, Rav Dessler points out an interesting thing. Tachi Darker Shel Tera, Pasta Melach Terkel, a mind from Sura Tishle, Balor's Tishon, and Ubatara Tonne. The Derech of Tera is eat old bread, Pasta Melach Terkel, right, Umayim Moshir Tishle, Balor's Tishon, Yavin Yavin Yibet, keep on the floor, right? Ubatara Tonne. That's the Derech of Tera. So yes, why was it that all the others were wealthy? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were wealthy. If it's kachi darka shel Torah, pasma melach terchal, they should be poor. You find that Il Hazokin was poor. Was poor. That said that he used to work and get a shrepik, and whatever a shrepik was, but he used to save a hair for his family to support them. And if he would pay, at that time, they would have paid to get into the Bes Medrash. And one day he didn't have any money. So he climbed on the roof. And the snow came, and he's in the skylight. And the people said, it looks like there's somebody in the skylight. And they went over there, and they saw a snow pile on him, and he was there to listen to Torah. Okay. So it tells us the cheshivas of Torah, of Hillel, and how poor he was. So on one hand, you tell me, Tachi Darka Shel Torah, Pasma Melach Terchal. On the other hand, you say, Avram was wealthy, and Yitzchak was wealthy, and Yaakov was wealthy. They're all wealthy. So just a second. In the days of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the answer to that is that when it says Tachi Darka Shel Torah, Pasma Melach Terchal, it means that the approach to Torah has to be that no matter what, even if it means Pasma Melach Terchal, I'm still going to learn because that's the most important thing in my life. Tachi Darko Shel Torah, that's the Derech of Torah. I don't need wealth to be Isaac with Torah. I'm Isaac with Torah because Kihem Chayenu V'yorkimenu. And if my lot in life is that I should not be wealthy, all right, so I won't be wealthy. So I'm going to be like Hillel. Like I've told the Bochum that I heard from Rav Pam that somebody, that Rav Chaim Brisker was learning with the Brisker Rav. You know, his child, the Brisker Rav, and he was learning Torah with him. So some Baal Abbas came to Rav Chaim Brisker and he says, this boy is so brilliant. He should have some secular studies. Right? How will he be a Rav? He has to go and speak, and he has to have a certain vocabulary, and says, he has to take a secular study. So Chaim Brisker answered him, no. So he won't be a rabbi. Finish. So then this person answered Chaim Brisker, okay, he won't be a rabbi. So be in business. In business also you need some new secular background. You know, so he should go to school. So Chaim Brisker says, no. He won't be in business. So this person asked Chaim Brisker, what's he going to be? Right? So Chaim Brisker answers him, he'll be a poor person who knows Shas. That's he's going to be. And the Brisker Rav was the man of himself. The Zachar said, Kachi Darka Shel Torah, what are you machshiv? What are you machshiv? I can be a wealthy person, but is the wealth the thing that I enjoy? Or is the Torah the thing that I enjoy? If I have wealth, it's Matan Menashamayim. But Kachi Darka Shel Torah, that my approach to life is that no matter what, Kihen Chayenu V'yach Yomenu V'yavos Al Tosim Imenu Le'lomim. Kachi Darka Shel Torah, that has nothing to do with wealth. So the question is, why were the others wealthy, Dr. Rav Dessler? He said, because in those times, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were fighting the world. The world didn't believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And here, they're going and they're announcing. Avram has dialogues, right? And Yaakov is sitting and learning, and people are crowding around him because they see a great person, etc., etc. So the Zachas If they'll see Yaakov sitting and learning, they'll see Avram sitting and learning, what if that would be? And they wouldn't have any money. So Avdessa says, the people would say, do you know why Avram is saying you got to be more religious, you have to believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu? He has nothing else to do. He's a layutzlah. He's not matzliach in business. So he has to have, there's a self-defense mechanism. He has to be a somebody. So he's coming and says, listen, world, you're doing something wrong. Right? That's giving chashivas himself because he can't find any other chashivas. And the same thing with Yitzchak and Yaakov. So therefore, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made that they should be as wealthy as the others, and even wealthier, and they can show them that we are wealthy, and the reason why we're Oyvdei Hashem is not because we have nothing else to do. The reason why we're Oyvdei Hashem, because that's the ikur in our lives. This is a part of Melech Pesha. In the case of Hillel, in the generation of Hillel, they didn't need that. Right? So a person could be poor, and a person could be Kachi Darka Shelter. Okay? So if we would find Kahanim who were hunchbacks and they were doing the Avodah, people would say, because he can't do any other job. You know, the other job, these funny looking fellows who have no mum in them. They're funny looking. Who's going to hire them? So that's the reason why they're doing the Avodah in the Mikdash. What else can they do? So the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that a person who people will look at and say, the reason why he's an Oyved Hashem is because he can't get any other job, he can't be an Oyved Hashem. The one who does the Avodah is someone who is built, who's big and strong, etc. And Mamela, people will look at being an Oyved Hashem as a double Hashem. Okay. There's Yeshiva Bakr who asked the Chazon Ish, what sort of minhagim should he take upon himself? That's in the Igros Chazon Ish, the first chelik, and the 20th letter. One of the things that he says, it's getting late, I'm not going to tell all of them, but one of the things that he says, it says, V'zoher milasay dover mishuna. Don't do anything that people think looks like you're crazy. Lizoher milasay dover mishuna shein acherim oidim kei. Lizoher ma'oid vazeh. Don't act in a way that's different than other people. Right? What's the makar of that? Just like it says that a hunchback can't do the avodas hamizbeach, people shouldn't look and get a lack of respect for avodas Hashem when they see a person who acts, davens with a lot of kavana, and he shakes his body, and somebody who learns with a lot of kavana, and he's different, right? He says, don't do anything that people can look at you in a disparaging way. And the makar for that is mamash this halacha of the kahanim. The kahanim are sharing, they eat truma. But to do avodas Hashem, you have to be someone that the world looks at. A person has to see a ben Torah. You have to see the way he acts, the way he dresses, the way he talks, the way he davens, the way he eats. And from that, they should have respect for them. And the Chazon Ish says, you have to be zohir in this. That whatever you do, can't be something that people will say, you look crazy. Always dressed in a respectable way. And therefore, the Rambam says that Talmud Chokhov is nikar, the Malbushai, the Diburai, right? He says he's Nika. And he's Nika B'Tfilasai, and he's Nika B'Limudai, and he's Nika the way he walks. That's the Talmud Chokhov is Nika. And this all of Limud. Because we are, especially us, B'nai Torah, are really the, who call us the Kahanim of this Dor, that people look at us because we're doing the Avodas Hashem. We are the ones that are bringing Torah to the world, and if they see a crazy guy bringing Torah to the world, they say, I don't have any chelik with it. I don't want it. Right? So the Chazanish says, it's so important. So as I began, whatever we do, we have to understand what we're doing. We have to know why we're doing, why we have a Sfira, why Lag Ba'omer is a little bit better because the Misa died down. Right? And not to do things that make no sense. And I know a lot of Bach would like to have bonfires, etc. There's no mocha for it. It's a waste of time. Well, we have a Lav Malka tomorrow night, which is going to begin about 10:30, because we have Marv at 9 o'clock. Because we have Marv an hour after the Shkia, so that we finish 72 minutes after the Shkia. So an hour after the Shkia is 9 o'clock. There's no way that the dining room could get set up before 10:30. So we're beginning about 10:30, and this time we'll finish about 12 o'clock. We have Baruch Hashem, the place of time to speak, right? And we're going to finish, I guess, close to 12. Maybe not. We have a day of learning. Since we're going to finish close to 12, which is later than generally, so we're going to have in Shachar at 8 o'clock. So that the Olam can see. But the Olam Chas V'Shalom should waste their days and their nights with things that have no mocker. And as I said, you know, if the seniors are going to have a bonfire as late as to 1 o'clock, right? But for the rest, there's no mocker anyway. Whatever it is. But we should all look at all of our menhagim and all of our halachas and understand why I don't shave, why I have to be an avelus for the Amidim Rav Akiva. Am I machshav Torah? If I'm machshav Torah, can I be mevatel from Torah? These are questions we have to ask ourselves. And if we guide ourselves with these questions, we will focus on understanding the Ein Chayenis.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.